We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big one tonight, a circle game for fans and the like, Astros, Yankees at Yankee Stadium tonight, and nobody better to help us get ready for this, Robert Flores, NFL Network, our guy, who we'll get to his excitement of the Texans draft here in a little bit, because I know he was fired up about what Nick Caserio did. But tonight, Yankees Astros, Robert, and where is this one going to go? Do you think it's over in terms of any kind of retaliation? Do you think the Yankees are in some sort of space where they may try to do something? Is this going to be like a feel with the Dodgers last year with the Astros?
Well, first of all, let me give you a little kind of pull back the curtain here. All right. I am streaming MLB The Show right now on my Facebook page, and I am in the ninth inning, and I've got a 3-run lead, and I've got 2 outs to go to close this out. So I am doing this interview as I play a video game. So how about that?
Wow. So you're really giving us all the attention here.
Little game time interview. I see that with the manager. So it's like a manager in-game interview?
It is. It really is. So, yeah, you know, the ESPN, they'll do the in-game interviews with the manager, and that's what this is, you know? Absolutely.
I like it.
Here's what I think. I don't think that we're going to see any kind of retaliation or whatnot. I could be wrong, but I don't think we're going to see anything like that. These aren't the same teams, right?
Yeah.
So I would be shocked if we saw anything in the way of a bean ball or bean brawl or anything like that. I mean, look, these two franchises, they don't like each other. But is it going to be intense? Absolutely. Is it going to be heated? Sure. But I don't think we're just, oh, shoot, I just gave up an extra base hit. Darn it.
Was it Oppo?
It was Oppo.
Yes.
Dang it.
Hey, Robert, you do think, though, I mean, here's the deal is just – there's certain teams in pro sports, regardless, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, there's certain teams in pro sports that when you take the field, when you go to their home field, and it's one of the more historical teams in that league, it just means more. And so when you talk about from the Astros' perspective, right, man, I mean, this has got to be – their blood's got to run a little bit hotter. It's got to mean a little bit more, not necessarily because of the cheating and forget all that. But just, hey, man, it's the Yankees. If you can go up there and you can steal a series from the Yankees in their place, it just means more.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, those guys, no matter where they were on the Astros in 2017 or not. By the way, I just walked the bases loaded here.
For sure.
Look, these guys want that win, no doubt, man. So it's going to be intense. It's going to get heated, especially Thursday. You've got freaking Garrett Cole against Lance McCullers. So, yeah, it's going to get heated, and it will mean something, absolutely. But like I said, I would be shocked if we saw – uh-oh, hung a slider. Okay. But I would be shocked if we saw anything like that.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, is giving us his full attention also while
– yes, I just won.
He's
let's
playing
go.
A game. He just won, if you can hear him.
I just won.
How'd you do it? What the hell happened?
Well, here's what happened. First of all, I had a big 3-run rally in the bottom of the eighth.
Okay.
And then Eric Gagne, his throwback card,
came in for the win, so I closed it out. So there you go. So now I've got you guys my full attention. I'm streaming this interview, however, on my Facebook page, and I've got 242 people watching.
Well, congratulations. Hey, congratulations on the win, Coach. How's it feel to get another W under your belt?
Well, you know, Clint, you know, the boys played hard. You know, take it one game at a time. Just move on. It was a big win, team win. Bullpen came through. We got some timely hitting. Guys came through in the clutch, and now we move on tomorrow.
Mm. There you go.
There you have it.
There you go.
That's a lot of hits.
Robert Flores with us, MLB Network. Listen, I think a lot of people here, we talked about it a lot, were a bit concerned with this pitching staff, especially the starting rotation. It seemed like nobody but Zach Greinke could go more than four innings. But here of late, Christian Javier has shown to be special at times. Lance looks like he's picking it up. Urquidy is getting better. Is this a thing of Astros fans should feel a lot better about this staff, and this is more closer to what they'll be getting as opposed to what they saw earlier in the year?
Well, you would hope so. I mean, this is the kind of performances you need from your starting rotation. I mean, it's not sustainable to have Zach Greinke be the only guy that would give you quality starts. Lance McCullers Jr., in his last start prior to his start in Tampa, I think he was battling an illness, so he wasn't quite himself. Christian Javier, look, there was a time they sent him to the alternate site because they said they didn't need a fifth starter, and I kept thinking, why is he your fifth starter? I think he has electric stuff. Jose Urquidy, I always have confidence in. He's pitched in some big moments on some big stages. So, yeah, this is what you need going forward. I think the thing to look forward to in these next three games, guys, is how the Astros will pitch the Yankees. The league, to a certain extent, has figured out the Yankees. Show them the fastball just a little bit, but spin it. Throw them off speed stuff because they will swing and miss. This is an excellent fastball hitting team. They want to mash the fastball. So don't throw it to them a whole bunch. Just show it just to say, here, I've got it, but try to get them out with off speed stuff.
Well, you got the perfect guy on the mound tonight for that, right, to start the series. If it's off speed, if it's keeping batters guessing, and I don't know if there's anybody better in the game right now than Greinke in a sense of having to win craftily. He ought to be a good start out of the gate for the Astros, huh?
Oh, absolutely. If you're an Astros fan and you're watching the Zach Greinke start, it's almost like the way you would watch a horror movie, kind of like one, you know, your hand over your face with one eye poking out, right? Because he does have to do it with finesse and smarts, and he has to work on the margins. But as I said, with the game plan that the Yankees facing the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays, I think perfected this game plan, which, as I said, was just show the fastball, but spin the baseball, throw a lot of off speed stuff, because there is a lot of swing and miss in that Yankee lineup. But make no mistake, if you miss over the heart of the plate, those guys will make you pay, and they will make you pay up and down the order.
Robert Flores with us, MLB Network. Real quick before we get to your thoughts on the draft, even with George Springer out, is this lineup to you better than it was last year with this group?
Man, I don't think so. Look, I really like George Springer. And he kind of was, I don't want to say revolutionized the leadoff position, because I think Ricky Henderson did that. But I think what Springer brought was that type of pop and dynamic offensive ability, and the ability to give you a 1-0 lead, boom, right off the bat. No one did it better since Ricky Henderson than what we saw from George Springer. It's the lineup is different, absolutely. But I would not say it's better. Don't get me wrong. Alvarez, Brantley, once you get Altuve going, Correa, Yuli Gurriel has really turned it around at the plate. So, yes, there is depth. There's problems for opposing pitchers up and down that Astro order, but I don't think it's quite as dynamic as when Springer's at the top of it.
If they can get Tucker rolling, I hope they can give him a
that's
run
the,
for their
That's
money.
A great point, Clint. That's a great point. You get Tucker rolling, then it adds even more length to an already pretty potent lineup.
Rofo, let's talk about these Texans, man. And look, I know they didn't have a first or second round draft pick, so it's easy to pile on right now. But Most premium draft pick this year, man, is a third-round pick, and they go with Stanford quarterback Davis Mills, who's played in or started in anywhere from 11 to 13 college games in his career, depending on who you listen to, man. That's a ballsy pick in the third round, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when I saw it, I kind of thought, well, does that mean they're going to move on from Deshaun? Does that mean that the league is – that they maybe they get a sense that the league is going to punish Deshaun Watson severely? That is what – those are the first thoughts that came to mind. I am not really familiar with this young man. I know he was highly touted coming out of high school. Just from the things I'm reading, it sounds like he has a lot of upside. But look, in my heart of hearts, I think that the Texans are going to be picking 1-1 next year. So if you want to draft a quarterback and maybe this guy it turns out to be pretty, you know, pretty special, then that's a, you know, you don't have to waste your number one overall pick in the first round on a quarterback. You can do something else, or maybe you can trade down. So that was the other thing. But I think the most puzzling selection was Nick Cazario's powder blue vest. That for me was the strangest pick out of all the picks that we saw coming out of Texans. It was powder blue, it was puffy, and it was a vest. So I really didn't know what was going on there, but
not a vest guy, huh?
He's doing the best he can.
I just didn't understand it. I was like, is he going hunting after this? Is he on some sort of Abercrombie and Fitch catalog
He's
shoot
doing
that
all
you're
of
not
it.
Aware of?
Hey, get off! Yeah, so. Hey, get off my guy, right? He's been up there living where you live, where you got to have an extra layer every time you leave the damn house because it's liable to be 20 below.
Absolutely, you definitely have to layer. hell, it's still like 60 something degrees, and it's May 4th here.
Hey, we're going to turn him. We'll get him figured out. At least that vest was matching them stripes on that shirt. I was proud of him coordinating them colors.
That's true.
Somebody put that together for you.
But as I said, this is a strange time to be a Texans fan. Heck, it's a strange time to be a Rockets fan. So right now, the Astros are kind of carrying the banner for Houston sports. But, hey, throw in the Sugarland Skeeters in there, too. I know they're opening up their season this week as well.
Hey, Robert, one thing that'll perk your ears up a little bit, man, when the whole Deshaun Watson stuff came up this year, we thought that the Jaguars and the Dolphins and the Jets were the three teams that had enough draft capital to make a move for Deshaun Watson. And a lot of us, I mean, Sean Pendergast, I know myself, we talked about, man, I don't know if any teams next year are going to have that kind of draft capital. What are the Texans going to do? Well, it looks like Philly's going to have possibly three first-round picks next year, could possibly need a quarterback. And Miami, they've got multiple first-round picks over the next couple of years as well. So there are going to be a couple of teams that could, if they so choose, to make a move for Deshaun Watson that could give some serious draft capital in a trade.
Hey, Clint, what do you think of this kid that they drafted out of Stanford?
I like him a lot. I mean, I don't like the Texans drafting a quarterback in the third round, to be completely honest with you. But if we look at this kid as a prospect – just generally speaking, the sample size is small, but you don't need to see a whole lot of what he's capable of doing. He's a special arm talent, make all the throws. Arm strength and arm talent are there. He moves well enough to play in the league and be a mobile quarterback in the league. And what I love the most about this particular quarterback, Robert, is that when we heard from his head coach, David Shaw, you hear things about being a great leader. You hear about the intangibles. You hear about being a winner. You hear about poise. And while I know those things aren't sexy, we like to hear about 4.240s and arms that can throw it to the moon and back. But when you look at the greats in this league, they all have unbelievable poise. They're all unbelievable leaders. Their intangibles are through the roof. So I think there's a lot to like about this kid. He's getting a lot of hell because he was the first pick of the Texans in the third round. And he's coupled with the Deshaun Watson scenario, but I think there's a lot to like about him.
Well, I hope so. And then, you know, hey, welcome to Houston. I hope I know he's going to enjoy the city. Hopefully he enjoys playing for the franchise. And like I said, hopefully find success. And, you know, it's just so much kind of uncertainty right now with that franchise, as you guys know, but well, I guess we'll see how it plays out.
All right, Robert Flores, MLB Network, thank you for getting us.
Congrats on your W, by the way, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, guys. It was like I said, it was a hard-fought battle. I just want to thank all the fans, all the people watching on my Facebook page. The support means everything. And Whew, it's not easy playing video games while having people watch while you play it. I'll tell you, the pressure's real, guys. Pressure's real.
Good Lord. Robert Flores, get out of here, man.
All right. All see right. Y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!